This is Vatican Radio. Innocent civilians in the embattled city of Mosul are being caught in the crossfire and isolated from the outside world. The Norwegian Refugee Council, or NRC, in Iraq is calling for greater protection of civilians trapped inside the Iraqi city. Since the military offensive began on October the 17th to recapture Mosul from ISIS, more than 50,000 people have fled. The number of displaced civilians has increased drastically over the past week, totaling more than 20,000 compared to just 6,000 the previous week. More than 1 million civilians are at risk of being affected by the ongoing military operations, and many are being caught in the crossfire. Some people have not eaten in days and are too afraid to leave their homes. As a result, at least 700,000 people are likely to need urgent assistance in the form of shelter, food, water, and medical support. In July of 2016, the humanitarian community launched the Mosul Emergency Appeal for $284 million, but only 64% of this has been received to date. Michel Delany, the media advisor for the Norwegian Refugee Council in Iraq, spoke with Vatican Radio's Linda Bordoni about the pressing situation in Mosul.
The battle for Mosul, I think, is entering its fourth week. We're hearing a lot about military strategies. What is the fate of the civilians trapped in the city?
Yes, the latest on the ground is that 50,000 people have fled Mosul so far, and that's over the last 4 weeks. We're actually really concerned about the 1.2 million people still trapped inside the city. So relatively speaking, the majority of the people are still inside Mosul while a live battle is ongoing all around them. And the numbers we were expecting to see fleeing the city are actually quite low. So we're highly concerned about the people still inside and why they haven't started to flee in the high numbers we were expecting. We're hearing reports of landmines, people being injured and killed by landmines, by snipers, and booby traps on houses. And also one of the worst things we're hearing is that people, we suspect, being used as human shields. So this is the tactic of families are telling us. They're being moved from house to house and from neighborhood to neighborhood, and in a tactic synonymous with being used as a human shield by ISIS.
So in total defiance of humanitarian law and the Geneva Convention.
Exactly. This would be against international humanitarian law, and this would be using innocent civilians as weapons of war, which is something that even within the rules of war, we're not supposed to do. So we're highly concerned about that. And we would call for all sides of the conflict to allow safe passage to civilians to get out of the city. And even in cases where the Iraqi forces are going in and helping people to get out, and in some instances, they can't get close enough where the civilians and the families are. So the families still have to move through sniper zones to get to where the Iraqi forces are in some cases. So it's really, really difficult for people whether to stay or whether to go. It's extremely difficult.
You point out in your press release that people are also afraid of speaking publicly about their ordeals.
Yes, we're seeing this more and more. We've been on the ground receiving people from day one. And more when we talk to families, they're still willing to speak to us. If you ask them, can you take a picture or can you record what they're saying, they're extremely nervous. And they're nervous that their photos will be put online and in some way ISIS will find them. And if they still have extended family trapped in the city, then there will be retaliation against those family members. Even though they're safe and they're in displacement sites and they're outside Mosul, they're still very afraid for the family members that are still trapped inside the city. And because under ISIS rules, you're not able to use mobile phones, there's no way of contacting those family members. So you have the heartache of family members who have escaped but have no way to get in touch with those mothers and fathers still inside Mosul to see how they are and if they're doing okay.
Sorry, Michelle, did you say that according to ISIS, you're not allowed to use mobile phones?
What we're hearing from family members who have escaped, that under the oppression of ISIS for the last few years, it was against their rules to use mobile phones or to use TVs, any kind of communication with the outside world. So people live in fear if they're caught with a mobile phone. So for a long time, family members inside Mosul haven't been able to speak to their extended family who maybe left the city before ISIS took over 2 years ago.
So you're saying that the prohibition of using PCs and mobile phones is actually another instrument to isolate these people?
Yes, absolutely. The children that we're helping with back-to-school classes, most of them haven't been in school for the last 2 years. So it's 2 years out of a kid's education. The ones who did go to the Daesh schools, the ISIS-run schools, when they were teaching them maths, they would teach them to count with grenades and guns instead of, say, apples and oranges that we'd be used to. Yeah, these kids have really, really suffered.
What about the situation for humanitarian workers? It must be very dangerous for you as well.
Well, where we're operating, where we've set up camps, is a relatively safe distance from Mosul itself. And the idea of setting up camps would be that civilians aren't put in any danger. So relatively speaking, it's safe. Obviously, it's intense work. We're working around the clock. People are still coming out of Mosul. We received in two of the camps that we're working in, we received 3,000 people overnight. So every night we're getting calls from the camp saying X number of families have arrived. And we go there the next day and we bring food and water and towels, diapers for children, the very basics, because these families, they've basically fled with nothing. So some supplies for the first few days while they're in the camps.
Michelle, thank you. Just finally, would you like to repeat the appeal that the NRC is making?
Yes, basically the conditions for civilians inside Mosul is getting worse, and so we're appealing to all forces, all fighting forces, to allow civilians to leave the conflict zone so that they can take shelter and find safety within their displacement camps or outside Mosul.
And also maybe to ensure humanitarian corridors.
Yes, and we're also calling for safe humanitarian corridors so people can flee the city, and calling for civilians not to be used as weapons of war.
That was Michelle Delaney, the media advisor for the Norwegian Refugee Council in Iraq, speaking to Vatican Radio's Linda Bordoni.